Yishalmi Brachos Daf Ches. Gemara ended off yesterday's daf with the statement from Mar Rebbe Zeira that there are three tekifos, that there are three things that require immediate connection, and otherwise it's puzzle. Otherwise, you're not accomplishing the mitzvah. You're not performing the mitzvah. And the three things were tekef smicha l'shchita. You need to do smicha shedayim on the animal before shchita. Tekef and tiyastayim bracha. After you make a tiyastayim, you have to make a bracha. And tekef geula l'tfila. That right after, and this is what we need for our discussion, is that connected geula as the connected tfila. We say baracha baracha to Hashem gal Yisrael. And right away, without any hefsik, we start Shemoneh Esrei. It can't be mafsik in between. So the Gemara wants to know, where's the basis, where's the makom and the raisa of these things? Tekev smicha shchita. Right after shchita, smicha is immediately following that shchita. So where do we see it? From a samach v'shakat. It says v'samach, and then it says v'shakat right away. The fact that it's right away is the connection that, therefore, they have to be one after the other without a hefsik. Tekev tiyastayim v'bracha. This time immediately following this time is a bracha. Shenema, because where do we see it from? Suya dechem kodesh, vrochos Hashem. You lift up your hands, it's kodesh, and then vrochos Hashem. So again, lift up your hands. When you wash, you're supposed to lift up your hand, and it says in Shulchan Aruch that the water does not become a tamid, does not roll back down and touch the parts that weren't washed. So therefore, that's the case. Suya dechem, lift up your hands, vrochos Hashem. Tekev l'gula tfila, and the gula immediately following gula, the brach of gula, you have tfila shmanasrei. Where do we see it from? Yiratzon imrei pi, because it says that my yiratzon, the expression of my mouth, should be l'ratzon, should be for you, and should be for you. And the pasuk continues that it should be forever. The pasuk in Mishlei, a pasuk in both in Tehillim, and is a pasuk similar pasuk in Mishlei as well. That is telling you that the tefillos should be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Geula. Ma'aksev Basrei, similarly another pasuk you find, what's written afterwards? Yanchu Hashem b'yom tzara. Hashem answers you in the day of tzara. So the fact again, that Hashem answers you, the redemption comes, the Geula comes through tefila. So therefore that's another source, two psukim, where we see the connection between tefila and Geula, the redemption of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, answering Klal Yisrael's tefillos. Okay, continue the Gemara. Amar Yosi Bar Ribbon Bun, Yosi, son of Ribi Bun, said, Kol mi she'usam tekev smicha l'shchita, whoever connects, ties together immediately after smicha l'shchita, ain't psul nogea ba'osa karban. The havtacha that no, because he was mekayim the mitzvah, no psul will happen in this carbon. Very often you have to yishak the carbon, you're ready to bring it up, you'll have some type of mum that'll happen, that won't be good. So here, Pnei Moshe says, ein psul noga, muvuftach lo shle yera shum psul akap as a carbon. It's a guarantee that there'll be no mum in this carbon when you have to bring it up. Kol misha tekev l'tiyastayim barakah, whoever connects tiyastayim right away with the barakah. So therefore, ain asun mekatrei b'osa suda. The reward is the satan will not be mekatrei him during that suda. There are many things that can happen in the suda. A person can hum, a person can choke, a person could things could happen wrong. So it'll be a protection that the satan and nobody will be able to mekatrei will cause any mazik to him during that suda. But kol misho tokev gula tefila, whoever is somek gula tefila, ain asun mekatrei b'osa ayom. The entire day, the satan will not be mekatrei. And the protect. Now again, when does this apply? The entire, if a person does some of tekula tefila, and satan's makatrik will not be able to makatrik the whole day. So why do we find that people have any tzaras? Why do we find that people die certain days? But they said there was some of tekula tefila. How do we understand? They in a satan makatrik rosa yom. So there are many explanations for this. Some of the Mefarshim and Shulchan Aruch tell us that is that this is talking about a person starts davening Vasikin, this is special protection. This is one of the, besides the halacha, what people daven Vasikin, it's brought down Labi Kabbalah, that it's a protection for the day. And it's this concept, you some of Gula Tfila, which is done in the beginning of the day, that the first moment when you can daven my nates, that's when we say Eina Sotna Mekadre. I'm Rav Zeira, Ana Tekifas Gula Tfila. I once went ahead, and I was so mech gula tefila right away, the way I was supposed, the way I was taught. This nit, but and it was supposed to be the satan is not makatri, nothing should happen, as we just said. Yet is this bangaria? That's the day I was drafted into the army, the king's army, muvla hadas lapalton, and I had to report to the king, to the palace, to be able to bring hadasim. I was going to do manual labor. I had to bring hadasim to the melech and the palace, go to the palace. To provide for the king, for the army, for the king's soldiers. So you see that something bad happened that day. It was a special tax that was forced on him to do this. So the did we say in Asat Makadrik Bosayon? So Amalei, they answered Rav Zeira, Rabu Ravuhu. He says, my master, Rabuhu, it's something a benefit, it's not a loss. Rabuhu, it's something positive, something extra. Why? Is b'ni yinish yav pritin mechakim apaltin. There are many people who would pay money to be able to go ahead and to see the king's palace. So you able to got this drafted to go in and present to the king and the king's men, this hadas, this myrtle branch, really it's a wonderful thing because you were zoka to go in. It's not a bad thing, it's a good thing. Like the Charedim says, Kampneodim knows most the show Aram Litan Lemeshus Dikonis. People pay money to get a tour, to be able to see the beauty of the palace of the king. And the fact that you went in is something special. And therefore, it's a Faker, not that it's a Kasha on Monday, because I'll say in a Sutta Makachi, but rather it's a Raya that only something good happened to you. The Mura continues, Amr of Ami, Kamishan Otoki Gula Tfila, whoever is not, does not connect Gula Tfila. So then, Lama Adom, what's it compared to? A marshal? Lo Ave Shal Melech, Shabbat, Ve'yutik Al Pisco Shal Melech. A king's friend, someone who's loved by the king, who comes, and Ve'yutik Al Pisco Shal Melech, and he knocks on the king's door. Ve'yotze Leidam Avin Fakir, the king comes out to see what does he want, and what's so Sheiflik? And he finds that he's went a distance, he went away. Oh, to Iflik, when he sees that, the king gets upset. The king goes even further away from him, pushes him away further. As the king comes out, you knocked on the king's door. You were some gula tefila. You came ready. You were some gula, the brichas agula. You came to bring Akash, knocked on Akash Baruch Hu's door. And now you comes for tefila, and you're not there. You're a mafsik. You did something else. You stepped away. You did something else. That is, the king gets upset and is marchik himself from you even further. This is a continuation of the concept is that a person's tefilos are answered right away. If you're some gula tefila, rather than Akash Baruch Hu distancing himself from the person. Comes the next part of the Mishnah. Pisco. Rabbi Gamliel Amachil Amashaka. The Mishnah continued. Rabbi Gamliel says, you can say Kriya Shema until the morning, until Yamar Ashaka. Chachamim say Katzos. And Gamliel say it until Yamar Ashaka. It's like the Gemara, Rabbi Gamliel Rav Shimon. We come after Rabbi Gamliel is saying like Rav Shimon. Why? Tan Rav Shimon. We had a Brisa Rav Shimon says, Pamishal Mekareya Shema. A person said Shema twice, once before Manashaka, once afterwards. You're able to Mekayim both your Chiyuv of the day and night. Why? Because you did it Bifnei Amor Hashaka. You did the first one before, so that's good for Kriya Shema, Shoshakras. And Akar is later for Kriya Shema Yotze, Kriya Shema at night. So you Mekayim both of these Chiyuvim. So you see the fact that Rav Shimon says this halakha must be like a Gamliel, that you could say Kriya Shema until the morning. Ad yala amus amar hashaka. That you could say Kriya Shema shalayla. So the Chai Rav Shimon saying the same thing as Rav Gamliel. So Gemara says, Rav Gamliel ka Rav Shimon be Arvis. Wait, we know we have a Kriya Shema shakras and in the Arvis and in the morning. When we say that Rav Gamliel says like Rav Shimon, is that both or just the morning or is it included? What does that statement mean? Says the Gemara, Rav Gamliel says, Rav Shimon in the evening, Vishma in the evening. So, Rav Shakras came. Does he say the same thing by Shakras, which means that Halakha, you can go and say Kriya Shema immediately in the morning, right away? Is that what he meant? Or maybe he holds that the Kriya Shema Shel Chakras is what's considered in the Machlokas. The Machlokas Tanoi. Machlokas in the Brises. Ach ve Rav Chiya Bar Abba Asher Rav Abba Bachana. The brother of Chiya Bar Asher Rav Abba Bachana. Hakari Imam Shei Mishma. They said, someone reads Kriya Shema. Imam Shei Mishma, the men of the Mishma, who recited immediately. The Kohanim are doing that first Avoda. And immediately when the sun begins to rise, the beginning of dawn, they said Kriya Shema. They do the Avoda. And they say Kriya Shema. So look, is lo yotze ki mashkimim hayu. You're not yotze. Why? Because they used to go ahead and say Kriya Shema early. The those on the Ansi Mishmar, they went to do it early. The Kohanim did the avoda to do, so they said it early. But otherwise, the people said it later. So Memela, if they said it later, it wouldn't be a raya that you can be that you yotze Kriya Shema. Maybe you're not yotze. The Kohanim are yotze. Maybe you are not yotze. So hard to understand the Mefarshim comment that Kohanim had to keep halacha just like everybody else. So if the Kohanim said Kriya Shema immediately after his sun rose, and immediately when it became light, so then there, and that's the Zman, so then halacha would be the same thing applies. Should be no difference here as well. Why should they be different over here? Kimashkimim, because they get up early to daven. So therefore, halacha is that some say that the Kohanim, yes, but a regular person, no. Because you did not yotze yechiel. So the Gemara says that's as far as the halacha shita we talk about, that shita the Tana says you're not yotze Kriya Shema right away. But what about Rabbi Gamliel's opinion? What about, we know what Rabbi Shimon holds, but what does Rabbi Gamliel hold the Gabi the morning? Does he hold like Rabbi Shimon the Boker? Or only does he hold like Rabbi Shimon Be'erev? So the Gemara says this is halacha, this is a shayla. And the Gemara says that it comes out not clear where Rabbi Shimon's position is. And the, because the Kohanim, no riot from the Kohanim where they had to do it, but it's a machlokas tanoim as to what the halacha is, whether you yotze Kriya Shema immediately, and it's unclear in Rav Shimon's position, what his position, does he hold like a Gamliel, you have till the morning, or does he hold that you have to do it early, and that you have to wait till later in the day? That is not clear. The Gemara does not posh it, according to Pei Moshe, the Gemara is not posh it, the Shaila, what he holds the God of Kriya Shema Shel Chakras. In Bavle, the Rashi Tosis go into a greater length over there to see what the Machloikas is by Boker. But here, Yerushalmi ends sort of almost in the middle of a sugya and did not determine what Rav Shimon, what Gamliel's position is, the God of Kriya Shema Shel Chakras. The Mishnah continues Pisco. The Gamliel's children came from Beis HaMishta. They came, it was after Katzos. They didn't say Kriya Shema yet. He said, no problem. You can do it till the morning. And the only reason why the Chachamim said Katzos is only L'harchik min Aveira. So the Gemara says, Gamliel polega Rabbanon v'avit gov dekevase. Is it possible Gamliel himself argues with the Rabbanon and then avit kevase? He does the opposite. In other words, he paskins like, maybe I'll tell you, the Rabbanon, he argues with Rabbanon. And really, the halacha is, which means that would be that the halacha of the Mishnah that Kriya Shema is until Katzos. And the fact that he said continued, that he told him, you can go do like, you can do it until the morning. The rove of the Rishonim, rove of the Achronim of the opinions in the Mishnah, say the halacha is like the Chachamim at Katzos. And yet we find that Gamliel, maybe he's doing different. He and Paskin like him. And did he do like the Rabbanah? Does he agree like the Rabbanah that you do with Katzos? Or does he disagree? So if Gamliel, Paul, the Rabbanah, about the Kavase, Gamliel holds like, argues with the Rabbanah, but yet he Paskin at Katzos, because La Loka is, you go by the Chachamim, you go by the Rov. How Rameyer, Paul, the Rabbanah, about the Kavase? But Rameyer argued with Rabbanah in other places, and did not, and Gemara says, and yet still did what Rabbanan said. Lo'avit kavase, he didn't do like he did. He still followed the rov. For Rabbi Akiva, polega Rabbanan, but lo'avit kavase. And also, Rabbi Akiva had a machlokas in Rabbanan. We're going to see all these cases where they are. And also, he didn't do like he said. His shita, he passed like the rov. Rav Shimon, polega Rabbanan, but lo'avit kavase. And he finds anything Rav Shimon. Now look at this as well. He agrees with the halakas that you have Kriya Shema a later zman. However, since the Chachamim say Ad Katzos, he lowered the Kavasa, he didn't paskin like his own Shita, but rather he paskin like the Shita of the Rove of the Chachamim. And therefore, this would agree with Rav Gamliel and to now Lamaisa. Again, this is different because in the Bavli, the whole sugya there, Rav Gamliel clearly paskins the shitas, and he says that Chacham agree to him that you have until Amos Arshakar. Rabbanan only made his man the harkik, but here it seems that the halacha is Rabbanan is saying in the Yerushalmi, Rabbanan is saying at Chatzos as his man, and Rav Gamliel paskins like Kavase, paskins like the Rabbanan, not like his own shita, in order to fulfill the kiyum of halakha rov. Gemara wants to know, where are these places that the Chachamim don't paskin like their own opinion and paskin like the Shita of the Rav? That the Sira Meir argued Rabbanan and yet didn't do. What's the case? Tamilut Rabbaisa, Sokin, Alavantanis Lakhola B'Shabbis, you could put Altanis on a person that's Chola B'Shabbis. Makloike is exactly what Altanis is. Some say it's a mixture, but it's a mixture that's used for medicine, made for medicine. We know on Shabbos you can't make medicine. We're afraid Sika Salmanim, he may come to do an Amalaka Daraisa of making the medicine. So we don't, Refuah is also on Shabbos. We don't let you go ahead. You may be Teichen, you may do some of the other things, cook it up to be able to make the ingredients for the medicine. So the Chacham said you can't do it. However, the Rabbeisa says you can go, even though this Avantanis, you could smear yourself with it, even though it's a it's used for chayla. It's going to help him get better. Why? Because we'll see. Because batsim, it's used. Even people use it even if they're not sick. So it's not limited just for refuah. This is shayla you have in the poskim l'marshal taking a vitamin on Shabbos. So these are machlokas. Rav Meisha and other poskim have a machlokas. If you say we know you're not allowed to take medicine and vitamin is considered Michael Briam. Because healthy people take vitamins. So therefore, it's not, you can take it on Shabbos because it's not considered lekoila. It's not considered medicine. And there are others that say no. That even though healthy people take it, it's mostly made for people who have a deficiency. And therefore, you shouldn't take it. The same concept of what's considered us or not. So that's what I must say. When do we say that you're allowed to go ahead and smear this alvantanis on a chayla? That's as my dover b'yayim v'shem is. As only when you mix it together with the wine and the oil that goes into it, it's part of the ingredients before Shabbos, because you can't make it on Shabbos. It was mixed before. That you can do. If it wasn't prepared for Shabbos, usher, then it's usher to do it, because then you have to make it on Shabbos, and then you would not be able to do it. You can't, even if you go ahead and they mix it. In other words, again, you have a machlokes, as Mishnah Berurah brings down, the halacha is, doesn't mean only mean that you mix together the ingredients. But even if the ingredients were all together in a cup, in a plate, and you mixed it while it was already put together, and now you mixed it, that's also be considered usher, says the Mishnah Berurah, lagabi the din of Sikha Saman and Man Shabbos. Gemara says, Mutar B'Shabbos is usher. Tanya, we learned to Bryce, I don't remember Lazar, Matar, a male, Yitro, Yayim Hashemin, Sofakol of Shabbos. He was Matar to go ahead to mix together Yayim Hashemin and to use it as to smear the halavantes on a chel of Shabbos. He was Matar. Ubikvar cholo, ubikash, Lazar came. A male once got sick, and ubikashnu, and we want to know, we can do this. But Lord Nehru, he didn't let him do it. We asked him, can we do this for you? Your sick rabbi want to take care of you. Is this allowed? And the Amei himself held, yeah, you can use it. Why was Amei a matter? Amei was matter because we said that it's used for healthy people also. So it's not something dafka for chola. So they wanted to do it, but we asked them. But Lo Nichle, he didn't let us do it. He said to him, Rabbi, Derechabat Machayecha. But you're going, in your own lifetime, you're being mabato your words. You said we can do it, and now you're saying we can't do it. So Amalan, Afa Pishani Mekel Acherim, even though I make up for other people to use it, Machmani alatzmi, I machmur on myself. The plea you like Averu, because the Chachamim, the majority of the Chachamim argue with me, and therefore I myself am machmur. Even though I hold the sheet tasi, it's mutter, and I'm matur it for other people, but for myself I'm machmur because the row of the Chachamim argue with me, and therefore I'm going to accept upon myself the opinion of the row, and therefore you can't do it for me. So you see here is the source of where we see Rav Meir was mevatil his own opinion for the shita of the rabbim. This is the case for Rav Meir where we see this halacha. So the Gemara says that's same idea we find Rav Akiva. Polega Rabbanim Lo Kavase. He had a shita machlokes Rav Akiva in the Chachamim, and he disagreed, and yet he passed like the Chachamim. For himself, he wouldn't do it. What was the case? Gemara says, "Kai Tininan." We learned in a Mishnah. that says a Mishnah in Maseches Olos, Hashidra v'Gogolos Mishnei Mesa. We know that a shear of a kezias of a body of a bone, or the shear of a even the smallest amount, even less than a kezias, or a revius of dam, or a piece of a limb of a person, is considered metame and makes a person metame ba'oil. Person's in a, if it's in a tent and a person in a house, a person goes in, he becomes tame. What about if it's a pakos mishir of one, but together there's two skulls or a spinal column or pieces of limbs from two different mason, and then together makes up a shear. What's the halacha? I'll go with Mishnei Mesim, Revius Dom Mishnei Mesim, Revius of Dom from two different Mesim, Revat Summers Mesim, or a quarter of a kav of bones from two Mesim, Evim Mesim, a limb from a Mesim, but the shear that'd be two from two different Mesim, Evim Menachai Mishnei Anashim, or you have Evim Menachai from two people. What's the halacha? Kiva Matame. Kiva says it's Tame. Chametai, and Chamet say it's Tar. He says it's Tame, that it's in the Mestarif together to be considered as one. And therefore, it's considered tameh. We look at it as it's a complete one. Tei Moshe explains this halacha that katzi chulya shashet mi meis v'katzi chulya shashet mi meis et chengagolas. We consider it as one. We consider it metameh ba'ol. We mistarif together. Chama say it's mutter. Chama say this is not a din of tumas oil. So we see the halacha is now lemaisa. The Gemara has all machlokes there with the psukim based on where they see it from. But that is the machlokes. Chachomim and Rabbi Kiva. And Tani, we learned. They once bought a box full of bones from the village of Tebi. And they put in the open, out in the open by the base of Knesses in Lud. Why? The idea is they did it that people shouldn't become Tame. So they left it out in the open. They didn't bring it inside. Now, Lamaisa, if it had been inside, the Chai would have made them Tame. But there were different parts of Mesim. Yet it would be considered Tame. And Nichnas Tudus Arefe. Tudus Arefe came in. Nichnas Akal Arefe, all the doctors followed him. They came to look what kind of bones they were. Amma Tudus Arefe ain't got Shedra Mesechot. Or goes from Mesechot. There's no Shedra, the shear of a Shedra from one, or a Golgolas, or a skull from one. It's all mixed together of different Mesim, of more than one, or two or more. So I'm going to come say, Hovi, Yesh Kamatayim. We have some say Matayim, some say that it's considered Tamei. So I'm going to say, Namin Aminyan, let's take a count of the row. Who says, which ones, how many say Tamei, and how many say Tar? We'll take a count. So the Gemara says, Hischilim Rebbe Kiva. They began with Rebbe Kiva, V'tiar, and he said it's Tar. So I'm going to say, Hovi, Tamei, you're the one who said it was Tamei. You don't want to paskin tame, but tiarte, now you say it's tar. So the malacha is tar, then we're going to have to say that's considered tar. In other words, we were going to account of which one, who says tame tar. We knew that you said tame. So you started with you, and now you say tar. Why did you say tar? You said tar again, because the rove of the chachamim said tar, and therefore he was mevatel himself to the das of the rabbim. And therefore you see that he changed his opinion. So you see here of Akiva, the same idea. When we have a Rov Keneged, he did not do Kavase, he did not do, he passed like the Rov. Akiva, we had Rameir, and Akiva now the same idea that he passed like the Rov. Says the Gemara, Ashkan Rav Shimon Polagavabonon Lovka. So we have Rav Shimon, the same idea, that Polagavabonon Lovka, he didn't do like him. And he didn't do like his own Shita. Where? He learned in the Mishnah in Shvius. Kol ha'svakim mutarim. All the aftergrowths that grow are mutarim. Things that grow after Shvius that grew afterwards. In other words, the land wasn't worked, but these things grew anyway. They grew from what was there before. From the seeds had fallen off from the crop on the year before and landed in the ground. And through the rain, it began to grow. Halakas, it becomes aser. Chutz mi-sifri kruv, except for the aftergrowth of kruv, cabbage. Shank yotza mi-yarakas besadet. There is nothing like them in the field. This is unique, the way they grow. And therefore, it could be, it very well could be that it grew from that halakas that they grew before Shvius. Since they grow so quickly, nothing is like them in the field. Mela, we have to consume that maybe it grew before Shvius. Maybe it should be considered good. Chachamim say all Svika and Arasa would make no difference through all Asar and Shvias. There was a Maisa in the year of Shvias, and the Kama Kai Belaka Svika Shvias, we saw someone picking the Svika Shvias, and I'm like, well, Asar, what are you doing? Isn't this Asar? Well, Svika Ninun, aren't these Svika that the Chachamim say is Asar? You yourself are the one who mat. You're the one who said that speaking and shvius is mutter. So I'm a lay and chaver chokin love. My chaver, am I argue with me? The curry of the parrot's gedi is nur nakash. A person's going to be parrot's gedi. You break down a wall, be bitten by a snake. Mar says, this is what actually happened. That the person went and was bitten by a snake because he followed the shita of him as a yakit, even though that was his shita. But Lamaisa, he paskin that you're violating the halakha of the Torah of being parid together yishku nakesh by violating the halakha of this that you find in the pasuk that a person who violates a din de rabbanon, so halakha is that you're considered as if you're warrant to be bitten by a nagash. So therefore, again, he had a different opinion, but he changed in order to be able to go ahead and be follow the opinion of the chachamim. Tomorrow we're going to continue here in this memra where Gamliel, who says it's halakha nogeh to Asa Yav Shema, where he had one opinion, but he went and changed to the opinion of the Rabbim of the Chachamim.